Well, hello again there, folks. So, blockbuster season has arrived. We'll get to see the biggest movies of the year coming out, and that means that we all get to sit back and watch mass death, cities being leveled, the end of the world, and humans being wiped out in their millions. And because that's pretty much the standard fare now that comes out of Hollywood. And I think I've noticed this for a while. And it seems to be getting worse each year. It seems to be getting ratcheted up each year. The level of destruction in these movies, and now the king himself has arrived and took it to a new level. And what interests me is that we're supposed to be living in this happy clappy sort of very sensitive age, and yet the sort of the prime cultural output of the decade, at least in the last 10 years, has been one of mass death. That's what we consume. And yet, on the other hand, everybody's worried about tripping over and saying the wrong thing and offending somebody. Yet the sort of the biggest pop cultural events which come out each summer are these sort of celebrations of mass destruction and the end of the world, and it doesn't really sort of wire up. It's strange, and it wasn't always like this. I mean, if you go back just 10 years and to something like The Dark Knight, which is sort of philosophically more right wing than what comes out at the minute, the death toll, I think, for something like The Dark Knight was about 12 people. And even if, but and it was very much censored on the individuals and on the characters. The highest stakes at play were a boat to be blown up, which wasn't in the end blown up, and so on. So this, it began with the Man of Steel, which saw New York or Metropolis being utterly destroyed. And it's important to state here that people are dying as well. And so each summer, and then there was the Avengers, where half of the people in the world were evaporated, half of people in the universe, half of living organisms in the universe were disintegrated. And then you had Jurassic Park, where it was literally called the Fallen Kingdom. I did a review on that one. And that was basically that civilization would collapse because dinosaurs had made a return. And now we have Godzilla, which is, as I say, taking it to a whole new level. And what's strange is that when we say that we're living in an age of hypersensitivity, which is actually enforced by tech companies, and the state, it isn't actually a naturally sensitive society. It's one that's been sort of manufactured. But from the individual perspective, everybody is actually obsessed with themselves. So they are, in a way, creations of the consumer society, which is that you don't really have any kind of, you don't care about having an ethnic identity or religious identity. What you do is manufacture your own identity, and then that's what you are, that's why you are an individual. That's how it works in the current sort of paradigm. And that was originally invented by people like Edward Bernays, and his name echoes, I know, where you would essentially this was the great lie of the baby boomer generation. You would manufacture. They thought they were free, but what they would then use, the touchstones of their own identity, would be manufactured by Coca-Cola and by Nike and whatever fashionable consumer products were around at the time. The same is true now, except it's the iPhone or whatever car you buy, whatever television you watch. Then your identity is then a synthetic one which has been manufactured for you by corporations and capitalism. And so, but the people, of course, they think they have the freedom to choose. And then what it actually amounts to is that everybody's the same, but on the individual level, they feel like they are an individual. But then I know this doesn't exactly tie in with Godzilla at the moment, but just bear with us for a minute. I'm getting there. If you then zoom out from that, from the sort of individual consumer who thinks they are kind of original and special. If you then zoom the camera out, what you then look back down upon is billions of people across the world, especially in the West, who are then all sort of, they all think they're free and that they're individual, they have defined their own individuality, but in actual fact what you've got is just this big blob of humanity without any identity except what's been crafted by global homo corporations. And so once we've established that humanity is this blob, nondescript blob of consumers, it's very difficult to have any kind of empathy with that, I think. Whereas if, like I say, you go back to something like The Dark Knight, I'm not going to choose some arty film, let's keep it in the territory of your sort of Hollywood stuff. When you go back to The Dark Knight, you will see that the individuals are actual individuals and you care about them, you have empathy for them. The difference is that's not so much the case at all. What you have instead is a sort of mass, a consumer mass, and that doesn't actually garner empathy from each individual to the other. It doesn't work like that. And so the culture which has come out is where the culture which comes out of that is actually one which seems to celebrate its own demise. Or you at least get to sit back and watch millions of other sort of consumer blobs, units being eviscerated. And the Godzilla movie, which has just come out, takes that to a new level, because now humanity is actually being described as a virus. It's a virus to be inoculated against, or culled, and the human consumer blob is now destroying the planet. It's a plague on the planet. And Godzilla's rule and that of the monsters is to return and reset the balance by keeping humanity's numbers in check. And this is the cultural output of globalism, is to sort of recognize itself as being this cancer on planet Earth. And so Godzilla gets to stamp all over, the monsters get to wipe out millions upon millions of people, and we don't care, because we don't have any empathy with, or they're just, everybody's just a unit of consumption. And so there's not really anything to care about. There's just the spectacle of it all. Of course, Godzilla isn't a Western cultural creation. He's a Japanese one. And he was sort of came out of that angst of post-war Japan. And he doesn't have magical powers in that way. He is purely a materialistic kind of creation. He is just a giant, unstoppable force. But he is kind of representative of the nuclear bomb. And the nuclear bomb, which two of them, which went on Japan, the atom bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and Godzilla then is that manifesting itself throughout the 50s and the 60s and so on in Japanese pop culture. Godzilla represented man's destruction of planet Earth through the nuclear bomb and Japanese angst about that. When we go then, so into now that he's returned again, and he's this manifestation of the angst of the global mass man, if you like. So now Godzilla is back, and it's to stomp all over the biomass virus of humanity, of what humanity has become. This is the way that the global mass man seems to think about the global mass man. But let's just switch gears slightly, and nobody cares. Nobody cares that it's horrible. Let's just switch gears slightly though. If you were to make this, because what we're getting at here is a lack of identity. That's the problem. And if you don't have an identity, you don't really have any empathy with anything. And the individual consumer can only really have empathy for itself. That's the point here. And the spectacle of seeing millions of people wiped out and cities leveled doesn't seem to register at all. Nobody. It's just a spectacle. And if you then zoom in, and let's say you were to make this film again, and you were to zoom in on a small Japanese town. We'll keep it Japanese because it's Godzilla. And you then zoomed in on Japan, and there's this small town, and then you kind of got to know some of the people in it, and they lived in them. Then we had paper houses, and they had all of these nice water gardens, and the girls were going to school in their school uniforms, and it was all sort of quintessentially Japanese and a positive depiction of a small town in Japan. And then let's say there was an ancient artifact or a plot device near the town, which meant Godzilla and all the monsters were big, going to converge on that. Then you would be actually concerned about it, because then you would actually be able to have some sort of touchstone, some sort of human touchstone, which you would care about. But that relies on there being an actual authentic identity there. Whether or not you're Japanese is by the by. But of course, if you were Japanese, it would be more powerful. But it isn't just a nondescript consumerist biomass, it is a specific place with its own authentic identity, not just another sort of square on the grid of globalism. Because what this is, so that's actually a sort of nationalistic, conservative perspective on it. But what happens is that nothing really matters. It doesn't really make any difference if they're stomping all over Shanghai or they're stomping all over New York or Washington or London. And they do this as well. They see screens. You get sort of CNN footage pop up. And they'll say, well, now the monsters are, they've just smashed London. London's gone. And it doesn't matter because London's just the same as New York, and New York's just the same as Shanghai. And it goes on and on like that. And it isn't really any way of solving the problem of the modern age, which is one of identity. In that way, Godzilla's just another problem that the mass man has to deal with. That he's just another manifestation of a problem in the globalist sort of superstructure. He's another agent of chaos and destruction. There's no catharsis there. There's no solution. The solution is to give people back authentic identities, which are rooted in something more than consumerism. As I sort of outlined with the Japanese village, you would actually care about that. But in the end, that's not what it is. Godzilla's just another way for to torment and sort of bully and crush the soul, what's left of it, of the mass man. In the same way that God, in that way, Godzilla's sort of like just a terrorist or a refugee or the LGBT agenda or mass immigrants or whatever it happens to be. It's just another sort of manifestation of destruction and chaos which globalism has given us. And it all seems to be encapsulated in Godzilla stamping all over millions of people, and there are those other monsters just casually taking out skyscrapers. And I think the solution to that, because it becomes just a bland blur where you don't care anymore. So some people say that it's a part of a sort of conspiracy, and that these movies are getting people sort of mentally used to the United Nations population reduction agenda. Well, I don't know about that. I think it's that when you're talking about a global mass with one culture, it doesn't really know how to think about itself. And so what you see is just chaos and destruction that nobody really is invested in, because nobody can empathize with just a human blob. And the way you get around that is to find an authentic identity again. So, yeah, in a way, when they say that humanity is a virus, it would be easy to sort of feel, oh, that's insulting, but let's just go with it then. Surely the solution is to break it all apart break up the global homo system entirely and then give people back rooted identities around ethnicity and religion and a secure place in the world which stays the same, which people actually care about. Okay, folks, I'll see you later.